This isn't going well. It started well. The boy didn't mind leaving the restaurant with me still falling out of my corset. He enjoyed being unzipped in the lift and then led along the corridor by his erection. He was pleasantly surprised that the door of our room was going to remain open for passers-by to listen to us fucking. But then he wanted to be fucked with the largest dildo I have. I tried to gently guide him away from it. Very few of my boys are able to handle that much cock, but he was so determined to be the perfect sub for Mr. Zay. Even then, I thought it might be okay. I asked him to disrobe for me, and I could see the delight in his eyes when I told him that I would be remaining clothed, because Mr. Zay doesn't take her clothes off for weak, powerless little boys. He liked getting down on all fours facing the big mirror. He was such a good little boy. When I told him that proud boys keep their heads up, but weak boys put their heads down and don't meet my eyes in the mirror, he obediently dropped his eyes. But now he's about halfway, and he's stuck. And he's in pain. But not the way I want him to be. But he's such a proud boy that he doesn't want to stop either. He wants to see it through. Poor boy. Mr. Say is going to take care of him. Honey. Honey, you're struggling, honey. Shh, honey, shh. It's okay, it's okay. The big cock is too much for most boys and girls. Even Mistress A needs a running start at that much cock. But all of my boys leave me happy. One way or another, they all leave me happy, honey. And I promise you, you will too. I'm going to ease my cock out of you gently. Just relax. There. It's okay. You're okay. Now, if you like, we can stop and do something else. Or we can try a smaller cock. Or we could try a popper and a smaller cock. Or we can take a slightly different route. Would you like to try something different? I know you're an ambitious boy. You don't like to lose. Not even to yourself. But if you're going to do this, then you're going to have to lose. You have to lose to me. You have to lose your will, lose your pride, lose your control to me. But not in the way you expected. Until now, I've loved being your Mistress A. I enjoy dominating you, honey. I've loved wrapping you around my little finger and making you do what I want. And you've been a wonderful, proud boy who doesn't give up too easily. But if you want to do this, then this can't be a contest. You have to submit completely to me. You've got to really want to surrender to my will. But I promise, you can trust me. I will control you and protect you. When a boy wants to submit completely, it helps when he knows that he can trust me completely. Do you think you can do that, honey? Can you trust me enough to lose yourself in me? No, don't say yes, Mistress A. I need you to say something else. At a moment like this, it helps boys if they can call me something else. At a moment like this, it can help if you call me Mummy. Try it, honey. I'll ask you again, and you reply, yes, Mummy. Just try it for a moment. Say yes, Mummy. No, don't look away. Mistress A wanted your obedience, but Mummy wants your trust. Mummy needs your trust. So look your Mummy in her beautiful brown eyes and tell her, yes, Mummy. Good boy. How did that feel, honey? Did you like it? Good. That's good, honey. I want for you to feel safe. Safe and warm and loved. Yes, honey. Mummy loves you very much. Mummy controls you because she loves you, and she knows what's best. Will you tell Mummy that you love her? That's good, baby boy. That's so good that you love your Mummy. Now Mummy needs to stand to take her clothes off for you. Mummy wants you to feel her skin on yours. This will just take a few moments. I'm going to close the door. This time we share together is just for us, honey. Nobody but Mummy and her little boy. And Mummy wants to look pretty for you. She's going to put on these pretty, fully fashioned stockings. Aren't they sexy, honey? Tell Mimi how sexy they are. Good boy. Tell Mimi that she is sexy. Good boy. Well, Mimi puts her stockings on for you. She'd like it if you kissed her between her legs. Yes. Like that. Good boy. Now I'd like for you to French kiss Mummy between her legs. Yes. Like that. Keep looking me in the eyes, honey. I'm gonna hold the back of your head. And you keep looking in Mummy's big brown eyes as you kiss her. That's a good boy. Well done. Stay kneeling right where you are for a moment, honey. Keep pleasuring me. Doesn't Mommy look beautiful? Standing over you, wearing her stockings and her necklace just for you. Don't you like how curvy she is? How womanly she is? With her wide hips and soft belly and big breasts. Isn't she amazing? And aren't you such a lucky boy in love with your Mommy? Tell me, honey. Tell me you love Mommy. Good boy. Such a good little boy. On his knees before his Mommy. Mommy's your idol, isn't she, honey? She's so much stronger than you. But because she loves you, she's going to make sweet love to her weak little boy. Mommy's the only one for you. Nobody else could do what I'm doing to you. Nobody could make you as happy as me. Isn't that right, honey? Lie in the bed for me, little boy. I'm going to sit on top of my little boy lover while I undo my hair. Good boy. Look up at Mummy, sitting on you, pressing you gently down. You're so small and weak. You couldn't get up if you tried, could you, honey? Put your hands on my waist. That's right. Now slide them up onto my breasts. Just hold Mummy's big, beautiful breasts. While I undo my hair for you. As I undo my plait, I want for you to watch how it makes my pretty biceps pop. Doesn't it make me look strong? Like your own personal goddess sitting on top of you? Do you feel small, honey? With your Mummy sitting on top of you, pressing you down into the mattress? Do you like feeling small? I can see you do like it. I can feel you getting hard again. Your lovely cock is nestled between Mommy's cheeks. Stay right there, honey. Mommy loves looking down at you. So good and so quiet. Good boys get kisses. I know you've been aching to kiss me all night long. I know you want my lipstick smeared on your lips. And Mistress A doesn't kiss her boys. But Mommy does. Because she loves you. I'm going to scooch forward a little and lean over you. You look so small and weak lying beneath me, honey, with my lipstick smeared on your mouth. A slutty little boy who's desperate for my love. Tell me you want it, little boy. Good. Good boy. And it's going to be okay, baby boy. You're going to get what you want. I know you're nice and stiff for me, little boy. I'm so beautiful and strong, and you're so in love with me. Of course you're erect for me. All little boys love their mummies. It's perfectly natural that you want to make love with mummy. And that's good, because mummy wants to make love with you too. But of course you won't get to penetrate your mummy. You're too weak and powerless for that. And that isn't what you want anyway, is it, honey? You want to feel how strong and powerful and magnificent I am. You want to feel my love. You want to feel it inside you. You want to feel how powerless you are compared to me, don't you? Of course you do. We're going to do that together. Will you help mummy strap your big cock back on again? Good boy. Now I know that mummy's cock looks big and scary at first. But I promise you, honey, I absolutely promise that you can be weak and yielding enough to take my big cock. I'm going to take you there. Just listen to my voice, and I'm going to take you where you want to go. Put this cushion under your bum so you have a nice, comfortable angle when I'm fucking you, honey. First, we're going to re-lubricate you. It's a little cold, isn't it, honey? But you're okay. You're safe with mummy. Mummy isn't going to hurt you. In time, that cold will excite you, honey, because you know what comes next. I'm going to hold your legs up in the air. Then I'm going to start pushing my big cock inside you, honey. You're going to be great, my perfect little boy. First your outer sphincter. Just relax to me. There you go. There you go. Now the inner. It's okay. It's okay. Just let yourself go wide open for mummy. Relax and trust me. And we'll slide right into you. There you go. That's good, honey. I'm going to continue working my cock gently into you. As I fuck you, I'd like you to put your hands over your head and hold the rails of the bedstead. That's all. No tying you up or handcuffs. This is all about your willing surrender to my power. And I know you want to surrender to me. Say it aloud, honey. Tell me you surrender to me. Oh, yes. Good boy. As soon as you said that, I slid into you a whole inch. Not every boy is able to admit how weak he is compared to his mother goddess. Mummy is so proud of your willing admission. Tell me you're weak, little boy. Oh yes, honey, that's really good. You're doing really well, baby. You're okay. Continue to relax and feel mummy sink deeper and deeper inside you. Feel me penetrate you, deep inside you. Doesn't that feel amazing? You're nearly there, baby boy. You're doing so well. How do you feel? Do you feel weak for mummy? Yielding to her strength? You're making me feel so strong, honey. I love you, honey. I love how strong you make me feel. I told you that you weren't going to be tied or cuffed, honey. And this is still true. But can you trust mummy a little more? You're so close, and I think it would really help you if you were cuffed yourself to the bed. I think it'll be the thing that allows you to open yourself to me completely. The cuff is right here, there on the hook. No, I'm not going to do it for you, honey. It's completely your choice if you want to do it. If you do it, then you do it for yourself. I only want the best for you, and I think it'll help you through that last barrier. If it helps you, then I promise to give you a big kiss later on if you do it. Yes? Wonderful. There you go. Good boy. And now the other hand. Oh! The final few inches just slid right in once you did that, baby boy. You see? Mommy knows best. How do you feel? I know it must be intense, but so amazing. You're so full of cock. You've done so amazingly well. No other boy could have done what you did. You were so weak for me. So powerless. Would you like for me to smack your ass, honey? Or make your ass contract around my cock? It might hurt a little, but it would also feel amazing. It'll make you feel all that cock inside you. Would you like that? Yes? Okay, honey. Oh, darling. Make such a lovely whimpering noise when I do that. Would you like it again? Yes? Good boy. Oh, that's lovely. Mommy loves hearing you whimper. Perhaps just one more. I know it's intense, but hearing you gasp is so sexy. Will you let me? Thank you, honey. Oh, shit, honey, that's so hot. Can I smack you again? I want to hear you whimper. I can. Thank you, honey. I love watching your cock twitch when I do that. I know you're in a little pain now, honey. Do you like it? Do you like feeling that you've lost control? That's good, honey. That's very good. That's perfect, in fact. There is something I want to do to you, honey. To you. And for you. Would you let me smack you until I decide you've had enough? Can you trust me to do that to you? I know it's scary, but believe me when I tell you that Mommy knows best and she has your interest at heart. Can you do that? Good boy. That's good. That was very good. You're very stimulated now, honey. It isn't going to take much to take you over the edge. And when you do, it's going to be intense. Remember, no matter what happens, it's okay. Some boys curse. Some boys shout how much they love me. Some can't even talk and just buck and drum their heels. One boy passed out from the pleasure. That was so cute. Whatever happens, it's okay. You're safe here with me. Just us. Mommy and her little boy. Alone together. Doing what we want. It's so good for you. It's so right. I know you want to touch yourself, honey, and I'll uncover you if you want. But it will be better if you stay safely cuffed. I want for you to come from just prostate stimulation. It takes more out of you, but it's so intense. It'll be so wonderful. It also helps to remind you that your penis doesn't matter. It's so small and weak. Like you are, honey. Small and weak with Mommy. Just the way you want to be. Isn't that right, honey? Of course it is. Mommy always knows best. Good boy. I'm gonna fuck you in and out a little. That's it, baby boy. Isn't that good? Shh. Don't say a thing. I can see from the look on your face that you're loving it. Mommy's cock is so big. It makes you feel so small and so loved. This strap-on has a cute little feature, baby boy. It's got a vibrator for me that I'm going to switch on now. It also has a cum reserve that I can shoot into you. Some boys enjoy how it makes them feel weak and emasculated. Would you like to feel me coming in you, honey? Good. That's very good. You are a very good boy. When I can see you're nearly there, I'm going to come inside you. And I want for you to shoot your load while holding that thought in your head. I'd like for it to become a trigger for you, honey. A trigger that I put there. Doesn't that sound lovely? You look so lovely underneath me, honey. It's such a turn on, honey. You look so sexy with your legs in the air, whimpering and powerless before my strength as I thrust in and out of you. Fuck. I'm gonna come too. I don't usually come with my boys, honey, but I'm gonna come with you. I know you're close, honey. I don't want to abuse your ass too much. Do you think you can hang on so that we can come together? Okay, good boy. I'm gonna fuck you gently while this vibrator gets me there. And then we can come together. I know you aren't going to last that long now, honey. It's okay if you can't. But try and hold on for me. Oh, shit, I'm close. Strong for me, honey. My penis looks a little bit pulsing, waving around. Just powerless to resist. What's gonna happen next, honey? Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna come on you, honey. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh my shit. Fuck, I'm coming. Yourself. Oh, look at all that cum. So much. All over your chest. Oh. Holy fuck, that's a lot. It's okay, honey. You're okay. Just lie there and catch your breath. You really did well, honey. Mommy loves you. You look so happy, lying there beneath me, that huge load you shot all over yourself. Now, take a deep breath and let it out slowly as Mommy pulls her big cock out of your poor little ass. My whimper. I love looking down at you, honey. Your cum all over your chest. My cum oozing out of you, soiling the bed. Little boy slept with lipstick all over his lips. Do you feel soiled, honey? Do you like it? Being soiled by Mommy? Good boy. I like it too. You look so small and weak. And your cock is so small and flaccid as well. But it's okay. You were so good. You waited for me. And then you came when you were told. I'm very pleased with you. Such a good, weak, yielding little boy. I promised you, didn't I? I promised you that you could be that yielding. I'm so pleased with you, honey. I'm so pleased for you. Now, Mommy promised you that you could get a nice French kiss if you were good for me. And Mommy always keeps her promises. And because you've been so good, I'm going to put on some more lipstick, because I know you love kissing Mommy's lipstick. There. Does Mommy look sexy with fresh lipstick just for you? But before I give you your kiss, I'm going to suck the comb off your chest. Then I'll give you a nice kiss. But you mustn't swallow your cum straight away. Hold your cum in your mouth while I lie in your chest, honey. I want you. For you to remember the taste. I'm going to unlock your cuffs for you now,
You've been amazing, honey. Now, I want for you to keep calling me Mommy because it's good for you. But speaking as your mistress, I am really pleased with how you've responded. You've been so good. Keep holding your comb in your mouth. I've had an amazing time with you. Keep holding your comb in your mouth. I'll tell you when it's okay for you to swallow. I've never had a boy take the cock of doom on his first try. That thing is practically a registered weapon, it's so big. I'm proud of what we've been able to achieve here together. I think this is probably better than a year of licensed therapy for you, honey. It's okay for you to swallow me your cum now, honey. If you were any other boy, I would check that you swallowed. But you've been so good, I know I don't need to. This has been amazing, and you've been amazing. I hope when you're with other women, you'll think of this moment. Lying here, weak and drained, with my cum trickling out of your ass onto the sheets beneath you, with the taste of your own cum in your mouth, while my weight presses down on you. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I think we found your kink, little boy. You need the soft, loving touch of Mommy, taking away all your strength and all your pride. I don't think this is the last time you're going to be meeting Mistress A, do you, Honey Bunch? I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of each other. I want for you to pay and pay for me to be your mommy. Mistress A likes that you have to pay for her to fuck you. But I also want to be your mommy. I really enjoyed it. And I think this has been very good for you, honey. You've been such a good little boy. I was quite serious when I said that Mistress A doesn't kiss her boys until they've earned it. And you have earned it. In a little while, we're going to have a shower together. But Mistress A is going to permit you to wash her. But for now, I want to kiss my good boy, who has submitted to me so thoroughly.